You are listening to the Rich Moms Podcast with me, your host, Johanna Marie, Mama Cuisine. Tonight, we're going to talk about positioning yourself for a wealthy life. Just some stuff that I've learned about recently that I wanted to share with you all. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Don't forget to subscribe. Hey, you guys, I'm so appreciative of you listening to this episode, second episode down for a Rich Moms podcast. Now, you guys know this podcast is all about rich moms living the richest lives they possibly can. And we're talking about topics in finance, family, food, and faith. And this evening, let's talk about positioning. Positioning. What does that mean? Positioning. I just came out of an agency meeting tonight, and I'm always so juiced coming out of there because it's really opened up my mindset a lot more. I call it the solo entrepreneur. How many of you mamas out there, mamas and papas and single women and men, how many of you are solo entrepreneurs? What the heck does that mean? Solo entrepreneurship, I describe as someone just going at it alone, thinking, you know what? I'm going to create a business. I'm going to start a social media marketing company, or I'm going to do whatever, right? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Me, Mama Cuisine, I've been a solo entrepreneur for 10 years. I've been able, thank God, and it's really not on me. I could only do so much. My talent only takes me so far. But God, through God's grace, really opened so much doors for me as Mama Cuisine. But guess what? I wasn't always Mama Cuisine. I started my career in the restaurant industry. 20 years old, had my son, moved to Chicago, was going to school at Columbia College for magazine journalism because I wanted to write about food. And I wanted to work in a restaurant so that I can start to understand, so that when I'm like being a restaurant critic, that I have empathy. That was my mindset, thinking, okay, I need to work in a restaurant so that I know what chefs actually do, what cooks do. Like, how does a restaurant even operate, right? So I was thinking, all right, that's what I'm going to do. I started working in a restaurant. I loved it. Dropped out of college. Told my parents, forget this. I'm going to position myself. Forget college. I'm going to take my position out of college, which didn't go over too well. And I'm going to position myself in the restaurant business. Mom and dad, very academic parents, summa cum laude, my father, my mom, super smart entrepreneur woman, as well as really great in business and in her career. And I said, I'm going to position myself in the restaurant business so that I could use this as my college. I'm going to use this to learn about the industry and get myself places. Because I fell so in love with the business and restaurant training and managing and just the daily, everyday life was so insane. I loved it. It was so creative. It was just crazy. If you, my friends and my people in the restaurant business, we all feel the same way. It's like a drug. You can't stand it, but you love it more. And you just really, this is not an endorsement for drugs. We do not do that. We don't, PSA, do not do drugs. It ruins your life. But it's just that thing that really feeds something that's unexplainable that only restaurant people who love the restaurant industry, you're the only people that feel me on this. And I positioned myself. I positioned myself to work at a chain so that I could learn the systems, which actually was the best thing for me. I worked at California Pizza Kitchen on North in Sheffield. It's no longer there. But that's where, because I'm from California and I came here young, I thought, hey, you know, I'm in college. I need to work at a restaurant. Oh, CPK is hiring. I started off as a hostess. So I started off from the bottom and worked my way up. And I was thinking also, I was trying to think logically about my restaurant career, thinking, okay, I'm going to go here. I'm going to do fine dining. I want to learn also fast casual when that was starting. So I also worked for Panera Bread as well as Z451 in downtown Chicago, which was such an amazing experience. And I positioned myself. And I was in the business for, I think, 8 to 10 years. It's blurry when you're in the restaurant business how long you've actually been there. And I loved it. I loved it. I had a young son. My parents really helped me to raise him, which thank God. My kids, all of them, I can't take the credit because my entire family helped to raise all three of my kids, and I'm so thankful to have that kind of family. So I did that. But over the years, when I got married, had more children, guess what? The restaurant industry wasn't for me anymore. Where I positioned myself wasn't growing with me anymore. It wasn't where I wanted to be. I didn't want to be in the restaurant till 2-3 in the morning and then have to drive home, you know, at 5 in the morning. I didn't want to be there on July 4th weekend because it's my daughter's birthday on July 4th and I can't go anywhere. I have to be there. It's the busiest time of year, July 4th weekend. I didn't want to be there for Thanksgiving. I remember being on the floor. We're doing like 500 covers. It's a huge deal. You can't just say I'm off. No, it's all hands on deck. We have 500 covers. It's Thanksgiving night. Everybody's going to be here. You know, it's upscale restaurant. People are dressed up to the nine and they're celebrating their family dinner. And I'm here, which years back would be I love it because it's like I'm entertaining a whole group of people. They're paying to hang out with me and me and all my chef friends and everybody else. We love it. But at that time in my life, the position that I put myself in wasn't growing with me. And I started to really hate it. And you know what? A lot of you are in the same position in your life right now where you're thinking, okay, this was great in the past, but I've grown and where I am now is not satisfying my needs in my life. It's not satisfying where I am, where I need for the growth to happen. And we end up being very bitter, right? We end up being very bitter at the job, bitter with your business because it's not, you're actually not making as much money as you thought you would as an entrepreneur. You're actually a slave to your business. You're actually a slave to your clients. It's not all what it's cracked up to be on Instagram. Let's be honest. It's the same thing in motherhood, the same thing in your marriage. There's a lot of things in life that when you think about it, positioning yourself in the right way, in the right place, with the right people, really makes a huge difference in where you're trying to go. And that is also how I created Mama Cuisine. Because once the restaurant business, I had to position myself out of it. But I didn't want to leave the food business. And I knew I loved to cook. I'm no chef. I'm not a trained chef. You know, I could do produce orders. I could do expediting. If, you know, anyone in the restaurant business knows those terms. I know how to run a restaurant, but I didn't want to do it anymore. I couldn't. I wanted to be with my children. I wanted to be with my family. And so that's how I started to position myself to have Mama Cuisine, which I've been doing since 2009, almost 10 years. I'm in my ninth year now. And it afforded me because I had the guts and I was wise enough. Honestly, I wasn't so wise in the beginning. I was just kind of doing my... I was young too. I was still young. It was 10 years ago. I was just kind of going by the seat of my pants. But I positioned myself in places. Thank God I started when I started because nobody was doing what I was doing back then. Now everybody, anyone, you know, is doing it. And that's great. But when I was doing it, I put myself in the best position because I thought, man, I have such a huge opportunity. Why? This thing is new right now. This social media thing is new right now. And there's nobody out there doing what I do. There's nobody out there, TV personality, that has this blog thing. What is this thing? Blogging. And who has the talent that I have. I don't know very much, but I know what I can do. I know that I can present in front of people. I know my passion about food and I could talk about it with conviction. I knew it. So I thought, okay, I'm going to position myself. I was knocking on doors, WGN, NBC, Fox, you know, and they just let me in. It was amazing because I was positioning myself. This is what I do. You know, and I positioned myself to grow this brand that afforded me to make six figures, that afforded me to stay home, that afforded me to meet celebrity chefs, all these great places, that afforded me to meet people that I would have never met, afforded me to be an entrepreneur, which I could have never done, working at a restaurant 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. It gave me so much freedom. But guess what? Move it up. That was my sound for fast forward. Now I'm in a different position in life. 10 years. I feel like there's kind of a 10-year mark for everything because you're growing, right? I'm not the age anymore. I'm 37 years old. So now I'm in a place where I'm thinking, all right, Mama Cuisine needs to grow. I'm not the Mama Cuisine from 2009. I'm Mama Cuisine 2018, and 2019's coming right up. I'm not the same person. I've grown. My children are growing up. I've grown. And where am I going to position myself? Right? In your life, where are you positioning yourself? And it's so true what they say. You know, who you are with positions you where you're trying to go. What do they say, right? There's a saying, if you want to be a millionaire, hang out with millionaires. Why? Because a person with $1 million in the bank thinks differently than the dude with 1,000. They spend their money differently. They think about money differently than the person with 10 grand, you know, or even 100,000, right? So that's why they say, you want to be a millionaire, hang out with millionaires. Why? You want their mindset. Because their mindsets, and guess what? That person, before they became a millionaire, had to learn it from somebody. They hung out with millionaires so they could position themselves. It's about positioning yourself in life. We cannot, right? We cannot keep saying, I'm dissatisfied in this job. I want something more meaningful, but yet we're afraid to leap. I think that a lot of us, myself included, make our decisions out of fear. And we wonder why we're always in a spiral of life that's a dissatisfactory life. It's not a satisfied life. You're not living your purpose. You feel like, what the heck? This is just all I am, right? I'm just going to do this for the rest of my life. I'm not happy doing it, but it pays the bills, so whatever. I don't think God made us that way. I think God made us to really fulfill a purpose. But faith without action is dead, right? Faith, you know, things just don't drop out of the sky. And God, tomorrow in the morning, you know, you wake up, oh my God, my bank account only had $100. Now it has $1 million. Like, God doesn't work that way. You gotta put in the action. You gotta put in the work so that faith comes true. The same thing with luck. People say, oh man, that dude's so lucky. He's driving fancy cars. He's driving a Maserati or something. Man, that guy's so lucky. He's driving a Maserati. But we don't see luck. That guy didn't just wake up, you know, and the Maserati was in the front door. Luck happens with a series of hard work, because that's when the doors start to open, because you're positioning yourself to be in the right places. You're positioning yourself to be introduced to the right people. You're positioning yourself so that the right quote unquote luck happens to you. Someone reaches out to you and says, hey, I have an opportunity for you, which you would have never had in the past because you never put yourself out in the place where you want to go. I want to encourage you to position yourself out. Sometimes we also don't know what we don't know because we're too afraid to even see what it's about, because we're so conditioned that this is our life. This is just it. This is it. You're just stuck doing whatever it is that you want to do, that you don't want to do. And that's it. Actually, no, we have so much power, and it's the mindset first, you know? And from personal experience, man, I have had it rough. I'd had it rough to the point that I was so depressed. I didn't know what to do with myself. And I got so used to being so angry. I got so used to being afraid. I got so used to being depressed. I got so used to being unhappy that it just really consumed me. It affected my business. It affected people I love. It affected my children, of course. It affected my relationships. It affected, you know, just the closest people to me who I love and adore so much. It affected me, because those are the things that matter to me. So that affects me. And until it clicked in my head, and if you're listening, I don't know, if I could just affect one person, this might be you right now at this very moment. Like the moment that you're thinking, I gotta change. I can't keep thinking the same way. You know, there's a verse in the Bible. Please help me figure it out. I can't think of it right now, but guard your heart, for everything flows from it. You know, what does that mean? Guard your heart, for everything flows from it. Before your heart, it's your mind. I learned this from Pastor Angel at my church, Pastor Angel Collazo. He taught this one Sunday and it made so much sense. You know, guard your heart, for everything flows from it, meaning everything that comes from your heart becomes reality, right? If you're not talking about the Bible, you're thinking, oh, it's like affirmations, right? You tell yourself, you listen to podcasts, you consume the type of mindset quality so that it flows from your life, and you're attracting the power of attraction. That's also biblical, because that power of attraction, that's what it's saying in the Bible. What's in your mind, when you fill your mind with certain things, that's how it manifests in your life. And man, I've been a pastor's kid all my life, and I kid you not, none of those things even mattered. All the verses, everything, I knew it was true and we memorized it. But until I became an adult, oh boy, that's when it really became real. It made so much sense, which is why you have to push yourself. It's a discipline and it's scary, but you have to want it more than you're afraid of it. Sometimes opportunities come your way and you're too afraid to even check it out. Why you're so conditioned to think, this is all I know, this is all I should know. And even though you don't know anything about it, you're thinking, oh, no, I don't. Like, it's so negative, you're so irritated. But you don't understand that someone may be giving you an opportunity that could change everything for you in your dissatisfactory life. Don't ever forget, you have to be mindful of like the things that are happening, the things that people are saying to you, and really open up your mind. You know, now, like I was saying, Mama Cuisine has grown. I told you that I came from an agency meeting. Like, what does that mean? You know, because I'm positioning everything that I've been doing for the 9, 10 years. Now I'm in a different position from I was when I first started. Now I want to position myself to a completely different growth, because I've grown to a certain amount. And it's not satisfying me. I want more now because I've accomplished certain things. My kids are bigger too, personal life too. Like I have bigger goals too. You know, I'm divorced and you know, there's a lot of healing and there's a lot of self-reflection, and my kids are growing up and my business is evolving, and there's so many things that I've experienced that really has, thank God, forced me to grow up in many, many ways, forced me to be smarter and wiser about relationships and in my life in general. And it really taught me, this is why I wanted to make this podcast about positioning, because positioning is everything in your life and in my life, you know. And now I'm growing an agency. For those of you wondering, I'm growing an agency. It gives me the opportunity now. Mama Cuisine has always been about the middle class and middle class family, everyday moms and dads just like myself, and the restaurant business. I love it, you know. And now I have an agency that I'm trying to grow, that I'm a part of, PHP agency that I'm a part of, that is completely disrupting. It's so amazing. Disrupting, get this, the insurance business. Insurance. Now, people are thinking, insurance? What? What does that even mean? Mama Cuisine? But you know what? It's so amazing. And this is when this is why I want to talk about positioning, because had I not known, okay, Matt Zapala and I have known each other for years. Matt Zapala is a co-owner of PHP Agency. He's a personal friend of mine. But the way that we met was through the circuit, the media circuit, promoting his reality show about finance. He's the money smart guy. Actually, so amazing, this man. He and his wife are just the smartest couple ever, and they build up so many people. They're not about themselves. They're like the perfect example of servant leaders. They have grown such a huge team, and they're teaching entrepreneurship, and it's just amazing, right? Again, be around people. You have to be humble too, to be the greatest. To be the greatest, you gotta be humble. You can't think you're all that. Once you think you're all that, you've already failed. You're already at the bottom. You can't. You know why I love learning from other entrepreneurs? Because there's just so many things that you're thinking, man, exactly. And you have to continue to relearn entrepreneurship. And you have to be willing to be open. And now I have the platform. I have the way now where I can really teach entrepreneurship and give someone an opportunity. I could never do that with Mama Cuisine because I was a solo entrepreneur with Mama Cuisine. It was just me pumping out recipes, going on TV shows, promoting this recipes and lifestyle tips, which is so great. I've done it for 10 years, but now I've hit the ceiling of that where I'm thinking now it's time to shift, to grow. I'm still Mama Cuisine. I still love it. I'm still talking to the audience. And look, we're talking now on Rich Mom's podcast. It's evolving because now it's about, you know, at this point in my life and where I'm trying to go, I want to be able to share the knowledge that I've accumulated about entrepreneurship, motherhood, relationships, faith, and it's everything that encompasses this podcast. And bring other people in as well to teach us as well how they're you know, being rich and wealthy in their lives. Rich Mom's podcast not really just about financial rich, although let's be honest, being financially well off and comfortable is a great place to be. Let's not knock that. That's important, which is why I'm growing this agency and starting this, because this is nothing but empowerment, man. It's empowering. And we have to be open. You know, we can't make decisions out of fear. I have made so many decisions out of fear, and it always sets you back 20 steps backwards. And you're thinking, dang, what the heck? How did I get here in this miserable place in my life? Well, it's because you keep making moves. You keep making moves that's going to put you in the negative. You keep making moves. It's like chess. I don't know if I've talked about chess yet, but chess I played when I was younger. I don't even know how to play it now. But I remember in chess, for you chess connoisseurs going to now correct me, but in chess it's about moves, right? Where are you going to go? What you're going to do? If you move here, what's going to happen? How is the other person going to react? How's your opponent going to react to you? But chess, life is a game of chess. So it's about where you put yourself, you can take it, right? Where you put yourself opens you up to possibilities. But if you're too afraid because you're too afraid of your opponent, you're going to make the wrong moves because you're thinking defensively. You're not thinking aggressively. You're not thinking, man, I'm taking this. Boom, 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 done. Because when you're thinking defensive, life is a mind game. You know, when you're thinking defensive, you're going to be taken over. It's over for you. Every move you make, dang, again. One move, dang, again. Because you're defensive. You're not thinking aggressive and offensively thinking, all right, boom. If I make these moves, it's going to open me up. And that's why chess is a very careful game. And you have to think of your life that way. Of what we're going to do, where we're going to move. If you're trying to go somewhere, then you got to start making the right moves and positioning yourself. You know, as parents, let's talk about my son. My son's 17 years old. I sent him to the Philippines to do high school for 1 year. Many, many reasons. But the biggest reason is for me to position him. You know, we only control our kids to a certain amount of time. That's the way I parent anyway. So, you know, I have my kids for a certain amount of time. There's a point in time where you cannot really control them anymore. You know, they turn 18, they start making their own decisions. But while they are under my control, it is my absolute duty to put my kids in a position where they are going to thrive. Yes, are they going to hate me for it? Yes. Are they going to be annoyed because they don't want to do it? Yes. But it is my job to put you there. That is why I am living. This is why I'm working so hard to put my family in positions where they're going to thrive. And he's in the Philippines now, and he hated to go, but now he's thriving. You know, the kid plays basketball. He's so good. I don't have the positions here to put him and play with NBA players. I don't. But in the Philippines, I do. I have a family there and family friends who was able to position my son. I didn't do it on my own. See, you got to position yourselves with the right people. Then the doors start to open. And now my kid was able to train with PBA players, which is the number two association, by the way, in basketball. My sister's going to laugh. That's all I know. But number two accredited or professional association in basketball is the PBA, number two to the NBA. So that's a big deal. And my kid is able to train with these people. And his skill set, when we watch his videos, man, my kid's skill set in shooting, just running plays has changed dramatically. He has matured in his game because he was forced to be in a position that makes him greater. Isn't that amazing? It's going to make me cry because that is what positioning is in life. We have to put ourselves sometimes in uncomfortable situations to learn different things. But it's for your own good because you're going to end up putting yourself in a position that you and your family are going to thrive. And that's what I really want to talk about this podcast. I'm experiencing it right now. And to be honest with you, had I not known, I'm going to backtrack because I was talking about Matt. And how we've known each other, and I've always known he's the money guy and all this. And I never thought of an agency for myself. You know, I never thought of growing or even the opportunity to have one. I'm in the very ground level right now. And the opportunity for that, I never thought of it when I was at the height of my Mama Cuisine career. I never thought of it. But guess what? Mama Cuisine, because I positioned myself in Mama Cuisine, I was able to meet Matt. It's a complete domino effect. Had I not positioned myself in Mama Cuisine, I would have never met Matt. I would have never met the people Matt knows. It's a trickle-down effect. He wouldn't know the people I know. You know, and this is the same thing. You contributing. I would have never met everyone. His office is full. I mean, our office, I should say, is full of the most amazing people. And it's just amazing. But had I never been open to that, I would have never even been open to this possibility for myself that will really, you know, we're really disrupting the game in insurance, which is an amazing place to be because it's something that I'm able to offer people the opportunity to build something for themselves, the opportunity to be really helpful to their communities, the opportunity to be entrepreneurs, the opportunity to make as much money as they want, part-time, full-time. You want to be an agency owner, you want to get to the top, you can. And these are people that come from all different lifestyles, you know, and I'm so proud because I'm so proud to be here. And I was at a point not too long ago where I'm like, I don't even know. I don't know what I'm going to do now because this 9 years, 10 years of this, I don't know if I want to keep doing it. And it's given me such a new purpose in life because of the position that I saw. I stood back and I thought, you know what? Maybe this relationship wasn't an accident. This relationship opened me up to this opportunity that I would have never known. It would have just passed me by. I would have never known it. But thank God. And I really credit God to it because I can never, ever position myself in these things. And that's why action and faith go together. That's what I'm talking about. I hope someone is understanding me right now. That's why action and faith go together in the positioning of your life. And, you know, that's it. We're at 27 minutes. I really am passionate about this topic tonight of positioning your life for wealth. And I really hope that this touched someone. If it did, please comment. Please drop me a line. Please comment back. And I really want to hear your ideas and what you're going through. And I'm very open to talk one-on-one. If you're looking for any opportunity in your life, you know what? There might be an opportunity for you. So, you know, drop me a line on Facebook, Instagram, Mama Cuisine, or you can email me at info@mamacuisine.com, MOMMACUISINE cuisine.com. And I'm very open to talk to anyone and everyone who's looking for an opportunity. All right. And rich moms, let's do this. Let's do this, rich moms. It's all about living the richest lives we possibly can. All right, this is your host, Johanna Marie, Mama Cuisine, and I cannot wait to talk to you on the next podcast. Thanks, everyone.